Tuesday is an important date for those hoping to sign up for health insurance. Enrollment has been underway since November for those who purchase health care coverage through the federal marketplace via the website healthcare.gov. Kevin Counihan oversees that effort, and he joins us to explain why Tuesday is so important.
December 15th is the deadline for people to get coverage for January 1st. It's probably the biggest deadline within open enrollment, just because the majority of folks obviously want to get coverage for the full calendar year. So we strongly encourage people, Bob, not to wait to the last minute, which is something that I typically do for everything, but to get on healthcare.gov, call the call center, which is at 800-318-2596, and see the plans that are available. You know, roughly 80% of folks in Wyoming are eligible for financial assistance, and 60% of people in the state can find plans for under $75 after the subsidies. So it really makes a lot of sense for people just to find out what's available and get the confidential help that they need to walk them through the process.
Maybe just to start with, too, I'm curious what type of enrollment you've had this year, or in some cases re-enrollment, because we had a little glitch with one of our carriers leaving.
Yeah, well, you know, we're nationally we're doing extremely well. We've got almost 3 million plan selections to date. We've got over 1 million new enrollees that have selected coverage, which we're very pleased about. In Wyoming, we've got roughly 9,000 folks enrolled. You know, there are 88 plans that can be selected from the insurance company offered in the state. So, again, it just makes a whole lot of sense for people, whether they're renewing coverage, whether they're looking for coverage for the first time, just to get onto healthcare.gov and look at their choices.
What kinds of things should they be looking at, Kevin? I mean, give the maybe for the folks who are afraid of this or have never given it a shot before, what types of plans or what types of things maybe should they look for in a plan?
Well, you know, a lot of this is obviously very individual to people's circumstances. So, for example, a single person may have priorities that are different than families, and we offer coverage for both singles and families. People with young kids may have different priorities than folks whose kids have grown or don't have children. So all those are kind of individual circumstances. But essentially what people should look for, and one of the benefits of the getting coverage from healthcare.gov is that comprehensive coverage for physician's visit, pharmacy, hospitalization, all those kinds of things are automatically covered, irrespective of any plan that's selected. And people can call the call center at 800-318-2596, and the call center representatives will help people walk through what can be the best plan for their circumstance.
Kevin, one of the things you had talked about, I think you said 9,000 or so have signed up here in Wyoming. How is that number? Is that a low number, or are we concerned about that at all?
No, I think we think it's a good number. But it's you know, the real point, Bob, is it's really less the number, as it really is making sure that people have the ability to look and shop and compare. You know, it's great to find high enrollment. We obviously want it. It's a good sign of success, and it also makes sure that we get continually attractive to people. But the real issue is less keeping score in that regard, as it is making sure that people find affordable coverage. And you know, what we're really most interested in is making sure that people see their options, see what financial assistance is available to them, and also recognize and avoid a potential penalty payment, which, as you know, goes up in 2016, and it goes up to 2.5% of household income. So, again, the reason to get coverage is not to avoid a penalty. The penalty exists, but it's to get the peace of mind of having insurance.
And maybe one last thing for you, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, but we obviously had one of our carriers leave. I wonder if that's put a monkey wrench into anything.
No, you know, it really hasn't. You know, this is the kind of business I've been around for a long time. And what you find is that people go in this market, they go out of the market, they go in the business, they go out of the business. You know, the dominant insurance companies before the introduction of managed care in the 80s, almost none of them are left. So this business refreshes itself. It's very local. So that, you know, it's less really about individual insurance companies as it is about providing choice. And we've got 88 plans that people can choose from in Wyoming. And again, 60% can find plans for under $75 after the tax credit. So this is really what's important. It's the affordability.
Kevin Counihan with healthcare.gov, thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you, Bob.